Good evening. Moses was an old man when the latter few chapters of Deuteronomy were written. He's 120 years old. And he says, I'm an old man. He was 120 years old. He said, I cannot even go in and come out anymore. But he sat down in a couple of chapters before all the children of Israel whom he had led for those 40 years in the wilderness and laid it out about as plain as it can get for them. I'm not going to read all those chapters. But one of the things that struck me today when I was reading this, I'm going to read part of the end of it, is how people say, you can't understand the Bible. You know, this is one of the reasons why people will make an excuse for why there's so many different religious groups, right? And even ones who claim Christ, and, right, and believe in God. They go, we can't understand the Bible the same. We can't. There's too much mysteries in it and too many things in it. And then some people say, well, I'm going to do that because the Holy Spirit's going to give me special knowledge. And a lot of people claim that, right? But they're leaders or they're individuals or whatever. They're going to have some sort of miraculous event. Or they trust their feelings, believing that God has somehow given them that. Bert will recognize the term, the burning in the breast, or the flurry of thought. But that's not the way God wrote the Bible. And you can see this in the middle of this. After Moses laid out the blessings and cursings that stood ahead for the children of Israel, this is what he said, verse 11 of chapter 30 of Deuteronomy. For this commandment which I command you today is not too mysterious for you, nor is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will ascend to heaven for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it? Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil, in that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments, his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess. But if your heart turns away so that you do not hear and are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I announce to you today that you shall surely perish, that you shall not prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to go in and possess. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him. For he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. Does it get any plainer than that? You got choice. Here's one, here's the other. Life and good, death and evil. Choose life. You know, what else? What else do you need? Of course, we know the rest of the story, don't we? Yeah, at least that generation did a pretty good job. You know, they went across the Jordan River and they conquered Jericho and they conquered, cleared out the land of Canaan. You know, look at Joshua's generation. But then you end up in the book of Judges really quick, don't you? And there arose a generation who did not remember. And before long, they were off worshiping idols of the people around them and committing all kinds of abominations to the point that they didn't even know what God's word was anymore. And until they cried out to the Lord to rescue them from their own folly. It's not mysterious. And part of the devil's ploy, he doesn't have a whole lot of tools like he used to have. He used to, in the first century, you could see some of the tools he had because, you know, there was demon possession going on. There's not demon possession going on anymore. But he has some tools, and one of his tools is confusion. And he wants people to be confused about the Bible. And that's when we go teach people, when we talk and when we publish articles, when we do whatever we're going to do in reaching out and when we're teaching from here, that we make it clear. That was the job of the preacher and the priest in the Old Testament, what it said they did. They stood up and they read the word and they made it clear. They made it easy to understand. That's their job. So let's think about that as we go forward. You know, people tell you the Bible's too mysterious. Say, no, you know, every time it says there's a mystery, there's only one place in the Bible where it doesn't. It's the voice of the seven thunders. But outside of that, whenever there's a mystery, it says, and here's the answer right now. You know, it's clear. And we can trust that. It's one of the great comforts of the scripture. That's it. That's the lesson. And then thinking of you know, our lives and what we're doing, in all things, let's seek to convey the purity and clarity of God's word to others. And let's think always in everything we do to bring glory to God. All of us who are here tonight that are of age are obedient to the gospel. We know that. We know people. We know you. We know what you've done. You've obeyed the gospel of Christ. There may be people online tonight who have not. You got time. You got a chance. How many chances have you had in your life? I don't know, but you got a chance tonight. Don't waste it. If you need to understand what that means, we've said it. Go back and listen to the last 15 or 20 months of of sermons, because you're going to hear an invitation at the end of every one of them. The point is, you can follow God. You can choose to believe in Jesus, to confess his name, to repent of your sins, and you can be baptized for the remission of those sins, and you can choose to walk in the light. So choose life. That's it. If anyone has any other needs or prayer requests, let us know as we stand and sing.